This is Tech Talks on KGNU with students from the Innovation Center at St. Vrain Valley Schools.
Estás escuchando Tech Talks con KGNU de parte de estudiantes del Innovation Center en las escuelas St. Vrain Valley.
So, in light of Tuesday's election, we kind of wanted to talk about how we thought technology has not only influenced this election, but also may have influenced the process of other elections in the modern time, especially with the current rise of social media and everything we've seen happening today.
I think one of the biggest influences in social media has got to be Twitter and Facebook. They're two of the most common apps, but my question is, what makes them so important? Because on Twitter, you can only put like 140 characters on it. So why is it that people use it as a tool? It doesn't seem like it would be very effective.
But you can tweet as many times as you want. I mean, with Twitter, a lot of people are going to be able to see it. And that's the kind of the thing with why Twitter can be so popular, is anybody can see it, anybody can retweet it and favorite it. And so then it gets out to such a large population that it makes it very easy to manipulate.
Since it does have such low characters, I think it's easier to kind of get a general understanding of what maybe a candidate likes, since you don't have to read pages upon pages of their policies. It's simpler to get a general message out in a short amount of time.
I'd like to say, though, that some of these ideas, like, they're political ideas, and they're so complex, it's really hard to get them out in that amount of time. So that also makes it really easy to misinterpret what people are saying.
Is technology impacting people's voting?
And that's the thing to think about, too. Polls close at different times in different time zones, but then, I mean, they start election coverage at, like, 4 o'clock Mountain Time before polls have closed in the East. And so they start to broadcast people sweeping states, and all of a sudden people are less motivated to go out and vote because they feel like there's no point.
I also think there's some good maybe to Facebook, and that is just with the last election, I don't normally sit around the TV and I rarely see the TV, but a lot of times Facebook will have live streams either from the campaign elections or just coverage of whatever events, and that allows a lot more people who maybe don't have access to TV right away or are very busy in their workday schedule, they now can see what's going on as well. So communication's a lot faster, and that can play both ways, as you just talked about.
How's technology impacted voting, do you think, in that way?
Well, I think it's made it a lot easier for, like, rural communities to vote, because there are some states where the miles between high population densities and voting centers can be massive, and so it makes it virtually impossible to really go out and vote. So I think having the mail-in ballots makes it easier for people to be able to vote.
Also, disabled people. It makes it far easier to vote without having to leave your house.
I think one of the nice things, too, about in-home early voting is that now with the age of internet, there's a lot of things on the ballot that you might not know what an amendment is or something, so you can look that up right away, and you can be much more easily an educated voter. You're not just putting something down that you're like, I think I know what that is. You can be certain, and it's more comfortable within your settings. It allows you to really sit there and give yourself time.
There's less pressure. There's not someone looming over you. You can sit down and get comfortable.
Like, if the idea of voting kind of overwhelms you, you don't have to do it all in one day. You can start it on one day and then come back to it and really have time to develop your decisions and opinions. Right now is the best moment you ever know.
You've been listening to Tech Talks on KGNU with students from the Innovation Center.
Una vez más, estuviste escuchando Tech Talks on KGNU con estudiantes del Innovation Center.